Senate Education Chair John Flanagan says Republican senators will be attending a joint session of the legislature to appoint Board of Regents members to new terms. But he says many GOP members will be voting no.
While these people have extensive backgrounds and many in cases a wealth of experience, I think there's a very strong feeling that not enough has been done and they're still not listening and acting the way they should.
Flanagan says he expects a lively dialogue. In past regents elections, Assembly Democrats have had enough votes to approve regents members of their choice. This year, though, because of several vacancies, Assembly Democrats will need help from other factions. It's expected that nearly all Republicans in the legislature will vote no, and many Democrats in the Senate also say they won't back the regents' nominees. There's also signs that even the Assembly Democrats may reject at least one of the incumbent regents, seeking to make a statement about widespread dissatisfaction over the implementation of the Common Core learning standards. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.